This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
On the Brett Mega Show, this is what we do to look at trending stories. We scroll through the internet the same way you do. We just look at headlines and feel like, got it, got the whole gist of that story. Or if they're really interesting, Hannah tells them to click on that. She'll either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. We'll scroll through the internet for the next 2 minutes. New Mexico will become the first state in America to guarantee free childcare to every parent.
No way. Oh, wow. What?
Yeah, it starts November 1st. It's called the Child Care Assistance Program. Now, how this works is funds go directly to the child care provider so they can lower the cost of child care. And what parents do is they apply for the assistance through the state. 85% of those aftercare programs or daycare programs are on and part of this. And so all you do is apply and say, hey, I want my kid to go there. It's saving every single family at least $12,000 on average for child care.
Awesome. I mean, that is incredible. Child care is crazy.
It is one of the most difficult things to balance when you have two working parents and then just pay all that money for child care and be away from your kids. It makes it so challenging, and taking that burden away from families makes it easier for them and does like give them some relief.
This should have been on good news.
Right? Yeah, right. You can thank Taylor Swift for the Pillsbury new Funfetti sourdough mix.
Oh, really?
So, you know, like Taylor Swift said, like 60% of the time she's just looking up and doing sourdough recipes.
Yes.
She said she was trying to like max and figure out a Funfetti sourdough. So Pillsbury created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix available starting Wednesday.
Wow. Pillsbury, you guys need to check out their marketing. They are wild. I sent AV one the other day that I love. It was like a little TikTok of the Pillsbury boy. Cute.
Gravediggers compete in the 8th International Gravedigging Championship.
Like at a graveyard or like the monster truck?
No, this is the Gravedigging Championship. Gravediggers around the world have to dig out a perfect grave the fastest. It's got to be 2 meters long, 8 centimeters wide, and 1 meters deep, and they do it within 2 hours.
Wow.
They shovel about 2 tons of dirt to get that grave done.
I mean, they're putting their back into that. Yeah. That's a good workout.
Yep, that's the Grave Digging Championship if you were following along.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Do we think this man deserved to be fired? He was Coldplayed. If you call in sick to work and it is a lie, and you get busted in that lie, is that a fireable offense? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Why I say this guy was Coldplayed was we actually talked about this in Keep It Moving, is he called in sick to work because a guy is a huge Tennessee Vols fan, and they had a big game this the other day against Georgia.
And the Bulldogs.
He wanted to play, wanted to see it. And he's such a big fan that they kept panning to him during the game because it was an intense game. And at the end, there was like kind of wild, crazy plays. And he just kept making these over-the-top facial expressions. So the camera just kept going back to this guy who was taking it so serious. Well, the guy had called in sick to work. His boss saw it. family saw it. He said he had over 200 text messages. Actually, almost it got climbed up to 500 text messages, including his boss, who said, "You called in sick to work today and you went to the game. Should he be fired?"
I don't think he should be fired. I think that the embarrassment of him being called out for lying is bad enough. Like, I think that's punishment in its own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't think so. I hate to say he should be fired, but the fact that the evidence is so stacked against him, he knew he was going to this game.
Everybody lies about why they don't come into work.
Everybody's done this. Believe Everybody me. Said they're not sick me. When they're not.
And I've gotten called out for it because I remember the policy at work was at the time, you know, if your child was sick, you didn't get a sick day. If you're sick, you get a sick day.
Oh.
And I took a day off because one of my kids was sick, and I got reprimanded for it and had to give like a vacation day away or whatever.
Well, that's crazy because that's different than lying and then going to a game. You don't get a game day.
But,
and if you do, you got to be a responsible enough employee just to own it. Like, hey, can I get coverage today? I want to go to the game. I got tickets to the game. I think this
nobody's ever going to cover for you for
this,
that.
This why?
Because people aren't. Everybody wants to do something.
Companies suck.
So then the other thing is to not show up and do your job instead of have someone else do it for you.
Yes,
that's terrible.
Absolutely, I have literally not a problem with this.
This guy is so fireable. Like he honestly let not only his boss, who cares about his boss, but his other coworkers down. You have a job because you work with a team of people, and you want to go hang out at a game and left your other people down. That's a terrible team player. No wonder his team lost in that game, and he was so devastated.
Well, and also, too, he knew he was calling in sick. He should have been more cautious to not get recognized, to not get on the Jumbotron screen, to go somewhere else to where he's not visible.
Why are we always blaming the Jumbotron?
At this point, just believe you're going to be on it.
Correct.
You have to.
Yeah, if you're going somewhere and you're not supposed to be there or be with that person, you're going to be on the screen. But you thought the HR lady should get fired for cheating. What's different?
That is because she went against her own
HR
job
policy?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, policy? Is it a policy to lie and not come into work?
If this guy worked in staffing, maybe I would feel differently.
No,
but
you can't just not show up to work.
I think sleeping with your boss and calling in fake sick are two completely different things.
Why? They're both against the rules. You can't lie about sick days. You lied.
Everybody lies about sick days. I hope. Not everybody's sleeping with their boss.
Probably all cheaters lie, too.
I think we should lie about sick days every once in a while and just go live your life.
Go live your life.
Yeah.
855.
Next time AB calls in sick, we're all going
to
you're going to show up to my apartment.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And you won't be there.
Right, somebody find a Jumbotron. Yeah. She's on it.
The Jumbotron somewhere. 855-444-MEGA. If you think AB should be fired for showing up at the Ben Platt concert when she called in sick, 855-444-6342. Is there anybody in HR, too, that like knows, like, hey, if someone calls in sick and they're not sick and they lied about it, is that a fireable offense to this company? 855-444-MEGA. We'll take your calls next. Should this man who was cold-played be fired for lying? 855-444-MEGA. If you call in sick to work and then get busted for not actually being sick, is that a fireable offense? Curious if anyone even works in HR. It looks like Joshua is in HR, so I'm curious HR's policy. Like, feel you can't lie to your company. And not only that, it just shows you the type of employee you are. Wasn't AB your dad, like, really mad about people who had done something similar to this, like lying about showing up to a Zoom or something like that?
Yeah.
And I just feel like you let your team down. And if you let your team down, then there's no place for you on this team.
I just think every once in a while you deserve to live a life and let your team down for a day.
855-444-MEGA. What are people saying on the text line, Anna?
Love being a member of your team, AB.
Yeah,
we got a text.
Look how you feel. You said, oh, he shouldn't be fired, but you feel let down.
I think Brett should do the same. Hannah, Kevin, I think you all deserve a day.
As long as AB's not a repeat offender, and this is like a every once in a while thing.
I think you get a slap on the wrist. I don't think it's a freebie, but I definitely don't think you should be fired for it. Nobody would have a job.
I just don't understand why you can't be honest about it. Why do you have to call in sick and lie?
Because nobody's going to cover for that.
Why?
Because that's just how people are. Everybody has something they want to do.
That's not true, but that's a bad team thing. We do this all the time. AB has gone to like Broadway shows and needs a weekend off. You had bachelorette party on a Friday. That's what people do.
But some people aren't that accommodating.
Well, then they suck too. I think that sucks as well. Don't get me wrong. But lying to your company and then getting busted in the lie, fire. You can't be trustworthy.
No. All right, lots of texts coming in. I'm pretty sure AB sent this one anonymously. It says, it's no one's business how you use a sick day. I work to live, not live to work. A company has no loyalty to you and will replace you in a heartbeat. Who you should work or why you should work to work yourself to death for them. Take that skip day.
Exactly.
You can take a skip day. You just can't lie about it. Just own it.
Another one says, my husband and I worked together when we first got married 7 years ago, and we took the day to go to the courthouse and get married. We lied about why we were calling off and then got suspended later for it.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. Then they're they wanted to stop a marriage.
And then that's the couple in Coldplay.
Yeah.
We found out later. Joshua, you work in HR. Maybe you can clarify this. Is this a fireable offense if you lie about your sick day?
I will start out by saying every company has their own policies and procedures.
You sound like an HR guy already, Joshua.
I know, he's giving HR.
I've been with HR before. This is exactly what you guys sound like.
The Coldplay could be an ethics clause. So if the HR lady and the boss are sleeping together, it's probably against their code of ethics. Now, your time off, either that's PTO, sick time, earned time, is your time. Your boss should not ask you why you're taking that time off. They should accept it as your earned time off. So if you're sick, your spouse is sick, your kid is sick. If your kid is sick and they're home with the kid and you're at Ben Platt, you're at Ben Platt. I mean, it's your sick time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Wow.
I love this man.
Joshua, do you want to work for Odyssey's HR
department? Yeah, I was going to say.
Because we're hiring. Thank you so much for the call, Joshua, and being the best HR guy ever. Thanks for kicking off the weekend with the Brett Maga Show. Happy Friday. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little nervous for the season openers of SNL. I'll tell you why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So late night TV seems to be like a pretty sensitive topic right now, but Saturday Night Live is trying to lighten the mood because they just released the first three guests for their upcoming season. It's going to be their 51st season, and it's going to kick off on October 4th, so they're going to have Bad Bunny and Doja Cat, which I feel like, okay, like, I mean, I feel like out of everybody, they probably could have picked somebody better, but that's fine. And then right after that, they're going to be like doing like the OG Amy Poehler and then Role Model. Have you guys heard of Role
Love
Model?
Him. He's awesome.
Yeah, people really like him now. He's very trendy.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice as well. And then the following week on October 18th, this is my favorite. I think they should have done her first. Sabrina Carpenter is going to do it solo.
I know. Oh, when you're the musical guest and the host, it's really challenging, they say. And so, it's only like a handful of people that usually do that. So Sabrina Carpenter doing that is big props to her.
I know. Yeah, I'm really, really excited. But I'm also a little scared for all these like late night television people and these celebrities to step in. You don't want them to pull a Jimmy Kimmel. So I just feel a little nervous, especially someone like Sabrina Carpenter, who is so like big in the spotlight right now and like sweet and cute. Like, you just don't want her to even pull a Sydney Sweeney.
I think it's interesting to be in those type of situations. It is a good point when shows that really pull on political satire are asked to use a guest host who are then like associated with it.
Right.
And don't write. Like, let's be honest, Sabrina Carpenter is not writing for Saturday Night Live. You come in as the guest host for a week and it's their show and they like to make a lot of political jokes. And then if you push back and say, well, I'm not comfortable with it, it creates conflict. So then if you do make the political jokes, you are subject to criticism right now. And so it is very dangerous when you are asked to guest host on shows that you know live and die on political satire. And that's what Saturday Night Live does. They, no matter who's in the presidency, they're going to take shots at the president.
Yeah.
And I feel like so much stuff is controversial right now.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
It's the Brett Mega Show, the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can figure this out. A study suggests women with this make more money than women without it.
I am going to take a play. We've been like joking around on the show that I just got my hair done and nobody noticed. So I'm going to use that as a Megamind hint and say that women with blonde hair make more money.
Do you feel like you make more money than us brunettes? Because we're all brunettes.
I actually probably make the least.
Kevin.
I don't know why. I immediately thought women with a significant other.
Women with a significant other make more money. Maybe they're married, a little bit older. That maybe is kind of a play. All right.
I'm going to say women with a college education.
Dang, good guesses. Guys, brought it. Someone got it correct. It's either college education, having yourself a significant other, being in a relationship, or just having blonde hair. 855-444-MEGA. Text in who you think got it right. Was it Hannah, Kevin, or AB? I'll tell you who did get it right next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Someone got it right. Studies suggest that women with this make more money than men without it. Hannah, your guess was?
I said blonde hair.
Just having blonde hair, you're going to make more money. Kevin?
I said having a significant other.
And I said a college education.
Well, it's not college education. Sorry, AB. Yeah, it's not going to help you make more money in life. So it's between Kevin and significant other. You need a man in your life. Does a man help you make more money? Sorry, ladies.
Yeah.
Or just having blonde hair in general. Man, it's tough being a woman and trying to make some money. And guess what, guys? It is just having blonde hair.
You're kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Women with the hair. AB, the brunette's pissed.
Yeah. I quit.
Yeah.
either way, you would have been out.
A study suggests women make more money with blonde hair than women who do not have blonde hair.
I can dye it.
Yeah, all of a sudden, AB comes to work, platinum blonde. Hi, guys. anyone want to negotiate a contract?
Uh-huh.
This next thing we're going to do in the show, the girls have no idea. We're about to quiz them on something that is so simple. It's either going to be so simple or it's going to be so embarrassing.
Oh, great.
We'll find out next. I am praying that this statistic is not true. I am praying for our future that this is not real. But they say only about 40% of Gen Z can read a clock anymore.
Oh, no.
I think I can read a clock.
I don't think I can.
You guys are both good. All right. AB has made me a little nervous. Hannah's confident. So I've asked Kevin to print out some clocks, and I need you to tell me the exact time. 40% of Gen Z can read a clock. Let's go with you, AB, first, since you said you didn't think you could do it. I'll hand you. They had not seen this before. They didn't know we were going to do this. I'll hand you a clock. Tell me the time that you think that says. The exact time.
Okay. The little one is between 8 and 9. So I think that's 8. And then the big one's on 1. 8:05.
And is that it? Is that the exact time?
Sure.
Kind of. Hand it over to Hannah. Hannah,
I've always been bad at this.
I need the exact time. The long pause. It does tell you the exact time.
I would say 8:05. I'm just trying to think of the seconds because of the second hand. 8:05.
I knew it.
51?
8:05:51. Yes, 8:05:51. Okay. AB, I'll hand you this
one. I've never had a third little hand.
I've never seen a third
hand.
You've
never seen the second
hand? That's how it counts at AB, now that you know that.
Oh, no.
That's how it counts.
Well, now that they're called hands.
Yes.
Now the hands are the same size.
All right. Maybe I should have given you this one first because you got that one. All right. Let's see.
Okay.
What does this clock say? Hannah's shaking her head at you.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Hand it over to Hannah.
It is 5 o'clock in the second.
Yes, there you go.
51.
52? No, you got that wrong. Oh, my God. 57 seconds.
What?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
No, I'm doing good.
All right, do you guys want
one? I want one first.
Yeah, right, one more. Here, Hannah, and we're going to ask you to do it in military time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how to do military time?
No.
5, 10, 15. It is 1:15 in the seconds. 30, 35, 40, 45,
50, 1, 2. 52, what? Yes. 1:15 and 52 seconds.
Nice
and what
job.
Is that in military time?
Don't you 11? Add 12?
Yes.
I know that, but I just like can't do the math quickly.
I can't do the math. 1 plus 12?
13.
13. 13, right? 15, yes.
Kevin, at the end of this, do we feel better or worse?
I feel like they don't know.
Yeah, it was good enough.
Digital clocks. Digital clocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.